circulating for over a year has been a question whether Barack Obama was a natural-born citizen to qualify to be president. And significant is, in June of 2008, Obama put on their campaign website a certification of live birth indicating that Obama was born in Hawaii. And it turns out that that document has been looked at by experts, and that has been altered, and it's basically a forgery. So only about 2 months ago, I was called by an individual I've worked with for a number of years and said, Phil, you're the only attorney in the country with guts enough to file a lawsuit like this to challenge Barack Obama that he's not a natural-born citizen. And I said I would look into it. I spent a couple of days looking, and I said, you're right. Let me proceed. And on August 21st, 2008, I filed a lawsuit in the United States District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, asking for a temporary restraining order and asking for a declaratory judgment that Barack Obama is not qualified to be President of the United States because he does not meet the requirements of the U.S. Constitution. The U.S. Constitution is very basic for president. It only states you must be 35 years of age, which he is. You must have lived in this country for 14 years. He has. And you have to be a natural-born citizen, which we do not believe he is. Now, there's several grounds on that. One is the fact we really believe he was born in Kenya, even though his certification of live birth says Hawaii. Why didn't he produce a birth certificate from Hawaii? Well, people could say, well, gee, you know, we go to Canada, we go to Jamaica, we go to Mexico, we could go to Kenya, and we have a baby, and the baby's natural born. Yes, if both parents are U.S. citizens, wherever you have your child, you would have to get a passport to bring your child back into this country, but your child would be considered natural born. In this case, only one parent is from the United States, and that was his mother. His father was from Kenya. So then you look at the law that existed at that time. Matter of fact, the law that existed in 1961 is the same as today. It states that the U.S. citizen must have lived here for a period of 10 years, five of which was after the age of 14. 14 and 5 is 19. His mother was only 18 years of age when she delivered him. So therefore, if he was born in Kenya or any place else outside of the United States, he would not be considered natural born. Well, some people say, well, Mr. Berg, that's a technicality. Well, it's not a technicality. We have Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger from California. People have been talking to him about running for president, and he comes honestly forth and says, well, then amend your constitution because I'm not natural born. And in this instance, we feel Obama is just trying to bypass the U.S. Constitution, which is really a disgrace. Now, let's assume for a minute, so therefore, if he was born in Kenya, and we think he was born in Kenya for the following reason, that we believe that his mother and father were in Kenya. They intended to come back to the United States to deliver him here, but when you were that close to delivery, the airlines at that time prohibited very pregnant ladies from getting on the planes because they didn't want a delivery on the plane. And the airplanes were different in 61 than they are today. They're more, you know, refined today. So we believe what happened is that he was born in Kenya. They came back 3 or 4 days later, and that's when they registered his birth in Hawaii, which is allowed to be done. So that's the basic start of that. However, our extensive research has determined that there's another situation, and that is his parents divorced, and then in his book, Obama has written two books. In one of his books, he states, my stepfather, Lolo Sotoro, went back to Indonesia before my mother and I. But when I went back to Indonesia, I immediately went to school. Well, because he has really not responded early on, it's taken us, given us time to research this. At that time in the 1960s, Indonesia was at war. The only individuals they would let go to school there were citizens of Indonesia. So Barack Obama would have had it either been adopted by his stepfather or acknowledged by his stepfather. And if he was, then he was allowed in school, and then he was considered a natural-born citizen of Indonesia. Now, we have confirmation of that because, and it's on my website at ObamaCrimes.com, whereas it's a certificate from the school and it indicates his name. Barack Obama's name in Indonesia is Barry Sotoro. And it says, what is your nationality? And it says, Indonesia. And it says, what is your religion? And it says, Islam. So at that point, the mother sends him back to her parents in 1971 when he's 10 years of age. When he's 10 years of age, one of two things happened. If he did the proper thing, he would have gone through immigration. If he went through immigration, he then would be now a naturalized citizen. If he's a naturalized citizen, he could not run for president because it says he must be natural born. Now, on the other hand, if he didn't go through immigration, he today would still be a citizen of Indonesia, and he could be considered an illegal alien, which would mean that he cannot even hold his Senate seat from Illinois. So it's really important that we all look at his record.
Okay. Now, so you have brought a lawsuit against them, essentially. And how long has this whole process been going on then?
I filed my lawsuit on August 21st, so it's going on now for about 5-6 weeks. The interesting thing here, we didn't serve the Obama or the Democratic National Committee until September 4th becomes a crucial day because they had 20 days to respond. So what happens on the last day to respond on September 24th, there's a response from Obama and, believe it or not, a joint response by the Democratic National Committee. The reason I say believe it or not, because there's two different roles here. One is the Obama campaign. Obama himself should be putting forth information regarding him, but the Democratic National Committee should be making sure that their candidate is qualified. So they should have questioned Obama, like, is this true? If it's not true, you know, show us the records. And they could have filed a response. Instead, they filed a motion to dismiss. And the motion to dismiss stated that they're stating I don't have standing or the right to bring the suit and that I don't specify any specific relief, which I did. I stated that he should not be on the ballot. So we're waiting for the judge. Normally, you get 14 days to respond to a motion to dismiss. However, the judge's secretary called and asked for our response in 5 days, which we did. We worked hard all last weekend, and on September 29th, we provided the judge with the our opposition brief to the motion to dismiss, setting forth the various grounds that I have to be a to show that we have standing. Now, since then, before that, I had filed a motion for expedited discovery, which is still pending before the judge. And also, there's discovery, which I have out, which is request for production of documents and request for admissions. And on that, just the other day, I got a phone call for the attorney from Obama and the Democratic National Committee asking if I would agree to delay the response to the discovery until the motion for until the motion to dismiss was decided. And I immediately said no, and they just that about 15 minutes later, they filed a protective order stating that these records should not be available until after the judge decides the motion to dismiss. And just yesterday, we filed a response to that motion. So we're waiting for a number of motions from the judge to decide this case and where it should go forward with.
So what's the current status? The latest thing that's happened is...
The latest thing that happened is we filed our response to the motion for protective order, which says that we cannot proceed with discovery until the judge rules on the motion to dismiss. We feel we're very strong on that argument also. All of our pleadings are located on our website, which is theobamacrimes.com. And, you know, the insult really here, the insult, if I am correct, is to all of the American public, but more important, to the over 18 million people that voted for Obama and to the people that contributed over $425 million to him for his campaign. And, you know, people are concerned with, well, what happens? You know, is there going to be a trouble in the streets if he's taken off the ballot? Well, the only one that should be held responsible on that is Obama, because what I've asked for ever since I filed the suit is, prove me wrong. Produce your birth certificate. Produce all birth certificates where your name has been changed. Produce your oath of allegiance when you came back to the United States or your certificate of citizenship. And if he did come back through immigration and have that certificate of citizenship, he obviously is not producing it because it would show that he's naturalized. So that's the status now. We're waiting patiently for Judge Surik of the federal court, the United States District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania and Philadelphia. If there's an adverse ruling against us, which I don't think there should be, then we're prepared to take it to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, and we're also checking the proceedings, how they've taken expedited to the United States Supreme Court.
So if this judge dismisses the case, you can still move forward, and you will move forward.
Absolutely. That's why what we're trying to do is raise more money on this, but we've been doing the research in case we lose. And it doesn't mean we feel we're going to lose, but when you're in this and if the elections are coming up quickly, you have to be prepared for, you know, every step. So we are prepared to take it to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the court in this area, and also we're looking how to make sure we can get it to the United States Supreme Court, because this is of such national importance. And if it's not resolved by the election day, we're headed towards a constitutional crisis in this country, which would be really appalling that would happen at this time.
So what does that mean? Are you going to drag this on after, like, let's say he does become elected, are you prepared to drag it on after he was elected as President of the United States? Explain to me what would happen if it goes that far.
Okay, well, the next step, if he's elected in November, the next step is no one's really elected at that time. They get the various states, and in December, the Electoral College meets, and we would fight a challenge there. We would take it to the Electoral College. If he delays it or doesn't allow it through there, because obviously they're just putting up delay tactics, and he's sworn in January, we would really be in a mess. We'd be in a constitutional crisis. And how or why would be, well, let me say that. We would be in a constitutional crisis because we would have a person elected to office who did not meet the qualifications, and then the only way out is the Congress would have to impeach him, and if he got elected, they'd probably have a strong Democratic Congress, and you'd never have an impeachment. But I've been in touch with many people over in Europe, and they are aware that he does not meet the qualifications. So we would really have a constitutional crisis, because it's been indicated that some of these world leaders would not deal with him if he's not properly elected, and we'd have turmoil. And unfortunately, we have enough turmoil right now with the disaster that's going on with our financial crisis, that we shouldn't even have to be dealing with this case. This case could be resolved by tomorrow if Obama would just produce the documents. But I really believe he hasn't produced the documents because he doesn't have them. He's not qualified. And if he's not, he's a real fraud. And possibly he should be even, the authorities should look for criminal prosecution against him, if I'm correct.
So you are a Democrat. So why are you bringing allegations against another Democrat?
Because there's nothing more sacred than our U.S. Constitution. Our Constitution was formulated over 200 years ago, over 225 years ago, and it's the foundation of this country, which other countries around the world look to and look at. And if we can't enforce our Constitution, especially a candidate for president, we're in real trouble in this country. More trouble than you really want to believe, and it's frightening, and it should not be, and it's really amazing that it's going this far, that the national media overall has not questioned Barack Obama about it.
Why do you suppose that is? Why is this getting more coverage?
I really think for the past 20 months, whatever is the national media has taken a position that Obama is their boy, and he's going to be president no matter what. And it really doesn't make sense. Years back, we had Dan Quayle, who was running for office. He made a mistake. He misspelled the word potato, and no one let him live it down. It was all over the papers. But it seems that with Senator Obama, whatever goes on, whatever he says, if it's a gaffe or a mistake, it's just forgotten the next day, whereas if any other Democratic candidate or Republican candidate made remarks like that, it'd be all over the media. The one I love the best is about 2 months ago, he went to Oregon. He said, I'm now in my 57th state, and my staff wouldn't let me go to Hawaii or Alaska. Gee, I didn't know we had 59 states in this nation. But if any other candidate had said that, it'd be all over the front page and day after day reminded of it. but not with Barack Obama. And it's just circulating. But I don't really care about those things. What I care about is, if I am correct, then step down, save this country the anguish that can occur. And if I'm wrong, just produce the documentation. I'll withdraw my lawsuit. No, and I think the reason is we heard, even as I was filing my lawsuit, that the Republican Party had this information, and they were going to come up with like an October surprise. And it appears we like jumped the gun on them. And I believe there's a concerted effort to wait to a certain time when they're all told move on or something like this, you know, not the group move on, but to move forward with it, perhaps like the last week in October, because if they would, if Obama was taken off the ballot last month when he could have been, then under the rules of the Democratic National Committee, they can substitute a candidate. So our feeling is the Republicans are going to wait till the last week in October, then do this, cause chaos within the Democratic Party, and hope then that the Republican candidate McCain just walks down the middle or walks down, goes, crosses the line and wins. I think I don't like that type of thing if that's what's going on. But it's the only thing that makes any sense here, that they're all holding back on it. And I've had many callers calling in who are Obama supporters and questioning, say, why are you doing this? I said, well, just ask him the truth. Ask him where he is, if he's natural born. I've also had other people calling in and say they're calling the Republican National Committee. They can't believe they're not involved in this or doing this. And other people are saying they're calling the Democratic National Committee and saying, how come you're not challenging? How come you're not questioning it? So I think the real reason is they're waiting till another week or two, and I'm trying to do this to enforce our Constitution.
Okay. Now, do you believe Obama is a dangerous person? Do you have anything personal against him?
No, nothing personal against him. You know, people are making different statements about him. I have no problem with him. If he would be proven to be a natural-born citizen, I could support him. But I can't support someone who's hiding. You know, why hasn't he released his medical records? Why does he refuse to release his records from schools, Occidental University, Columbia, and Harvard? John McCain, a few months ago, was they brought a case against him questioning where he was born, because he was born in Panama, but his father was an admiral in the service. But they asked him to produce his birth certificate. He did. They asked him to produce other records. He did. But what happens here with Obama? He refuses to release anything. And then if you have nothing to hide, Senator Obama, show us the documents. But obviously you have something to hide.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about factcheck.org, claiming that there is proof of Obama's citizenship and kind of putting a kibosh on this. Tell me briefly about that.
Sure. Factcheck.org is owned by the Annenberg Chicago group. And that is a group where Obama sat on the board of for a number of years dispersing funds. So I would think there's a little conflict of interest there and a little bias on their part.
Okay. And now, you said someone came to you and said, you're the man to bring this out. Let's talk a little bit about that. From what I've read, just cruising on the internet, some have called you a fanatic because you also brought a case against the Bush administration, from what I understand, concerning 9/11. What do you have to say about those that are just saying, oh, this is a fanatic?
Well, I'm not. I'm a person who moves forward with cases. I have guts to proceed on behalf of clients. On 9/11, I first represented a woman whose husband was on the second plane that hit the World Trade Center, and he died, and she wanted the truth about what happened on 9/11. I'm the only attorney in the country to file a suit against the passage of a legislation on handheld cell phones, and I won that case. I'm the only attorney in the country on that, because in Pennsylvania you must have uniform laws. So I have taken on, I'm not afraid to take on cases to represent clients in matters. 9/11 obviously is a very controversial case, but the controversy doesn't exist on this. There's been an overwhelming response, and the response we get, about 95%, 98% of the responses are very positive on our website, on phone calls. My numbers are right there on our website, ObamaCrimes.com. I must take at least 50 phone calls a day from people. I probably get one call. I won't even say one call a day that's bad. One call, bad call against me every 2 or 3 days. People are very, very supportive, and I'm proud that I am doing this. People are calling me a patriot. I don't think I'm a patriot. People are calling me how proud we are that you are questioning this, because people really are appalled at this issue is on the table. So I'm really glad I took this case on. Sure. His paternal grandmother still lives in Kenya, and she's excited, and she says, my grandson is going to be president of the United States. But she's also stated that her grandson, meaning Barack Obama, she states that she was in the hospital at Mombasa, Kenya, with Obama's brother and sister when he was born. So, it's fabulous that she wants him as president, but she reinforces the position that he was born there in Kenya, and if he's born in Kenya, the whole ball game's over. We don't need Indonesia and everything else. So the truth, and Mr. Corsi just went over to Kenya to try to get information, and he was escorted out of the country. Yeah, he was actually Corsi. I forget his first name. Corsi was, Mr. Corsi went to Kenya to get information. He was, as soon as he arrived there, he was detained by police. He was not allowed to hold his news conference, and he was asked to leave the country, and he did.
Now, as you know, the television medium has a lot more time constraints than the radio. What is the main evidence that you want us to bring to viewers? Is there any kind of like bullet point format or anything? The main thing that you really want to get across to viewers to support your case?
Well, at this time, and I don't know if we sent it to you. If not, we'll get it to you. At this time, the most important issue would be the document showing his school registration in Indonesia, which shows his name as Barry Sotoro, nationality Indonesia. That document is so important because it shows if he didn't even change his name after that, his legal name today might be Barry Sotoro. So I think that's the most important document we have at this time.
There's a lot of information here.
I know.
You sent me that document, right?
I think we did that.
You sent me a lot of documents.
If you don't have it, just buzz me back and I'll get it to you right away.
Sure.
I think we covered basically everything. Basically in conclusion, let me back up on that. I know you can cut and paste. Senator Obama, if I'm wrong, prove me wrong, produce the documentation. If you have nothing to hide, stop hiding behind legalisms. Let's avoid a constitutional crisis in this country.